Section 151 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Holly Kirtley, May 8, 2007, Birmingham, Alabama. Take another instance. Take one of the most recent cases. Take the simple fact. Take this example. Taking a broader view. Taking the facts by themselves. That is a further point. That is a natural boast. That is a pure assumption. That is all it seems necessary to me. That is all very good. That is far from my thoughts. That is final and conclusive. That is the lesson of history. That is the question of questions, that you may conceive the force of. The answer is easy to find. The answer is ready. The belief is born of the wish. The day is at hand. The decided objection is raised. The doctrine I am combating. The doctrine is admirable. The effect too often is the evolution of events has brought. The fact has made a deep impression on me. The fact has often been insisted. The fact to be particularly noted. The facts are clear and unequivocal. The facts may be strung together. The first business of every man. The first counsel I would offer. The first great fact to remember is the first point to be ascertained. The first practical thought is the first remarkable instance was the first thing I wish to note. The first thing that we have to consider. The future historian will, no doubt, the generous feeling that has promoted you, the great mass of the people, the hour is at hand. The illustration is analogous. The important thing is the instance I shall choose, the irresistible tendency of the kindness with which I have been received. The last and distinguishing feature is the latest inclination I have seen. The lesson which we should take most to heart. The main cause of all this. The more you examine this matter, the most concise tribute paid. The most reasonable anticipation. The most remarkable step forward. The most striking characteristic. The most sublime instance that I know. The next point is, the next question to be considered is, the next thing I consider indispensable. The occasion that calls us together. The one central difference between, the only course that remains open. The only plea to be offered. The other day I observed, the paramount consideration is the perils that beset us here. The pleasing duty is assigned me. The point I have urged upon you is the point I wish a little further to speak of. The point to which I shall call your attention. The popular notion is the practical inference from all this, the presence of this brilliant assemblage. The pressing question is the prevalent opinion, no doubt. The proof of this statement is to be found. The question is deeply involved. The question, then, recurs. The remedy, I believe to be, the result, I fancy, has been the result of the whole, The rule will always hold good. The sacred voice of inspiration. The same is true in respect of the seeing all comes back. The sentiment to which I am to respond. The sentiment which you have expressed. The simple rule and test. The simple truth is the soundness of this doctrine depends. The strongest proof I have. The subject of the evening's address. The subject which has been assigned to me. The task has been placed in my hands. The testimony of history is. The theory seems, at first sight, the thought with which I shall close. The time has manifestly now arrived. The time is not far distant. The time is now come for me. The times are full of signs and warnings. The toast I am about to propose to you. The vain wish has sometimes been indulged. The view I have been enforcing. The view is more misleading. The warmth and kindness of your reception. The welcome that has been extended to me. The whole story of civilization. End of section 151. This recording is in the public domain.